Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We've been sharing with you on the subject of the Holy Spirit. We've talked about the Holy Spirit working in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. We've talked about how the Holy Spirit has come to abide in us, how He's going to teach us, how He's going to bring all things to our remembrance, how He's the one who guides us into all the truth, shows us things to come. And we saw many things about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And we're talking specifically about the subject of being led by the Holy Spirit. We have looked at principles regarding being led by the Holy Spirit, and today we're going to look at this from the standpoint of overcoming any hindrances, and we'll be bringing out these same principles plus some additional principles that are important for you to be led by the Holy Spirit. In Romans chapter 8, in verse 14, the Bible says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." God wants you to be led by the Spirit of God. Remember, when you're born again, you get the Spirit of Jesus Christ in you. That's what happens at the new birth. Then you receive the Holy Spirit who comes to dwell in you. The Holy Spirit dwelling in you now, you are to be led by the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 3:16 says that you are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Hindrances to being led by the Holy Spirit is one of them, is not being God inside-minded and focused on the leadership of the Holy Spirit in your life. It's important that we realize, since God the Holy Spirit has come to dwell in us, that He has come to not only dwell in us, but also to walk in us, as we have seen. And He wants to walk in you, leading you step by step in everything that you do in life. The second hindrance would be having worldly ties and not separating yourself from the things of this world. In Romans chapter 12, in verse 2, the Bible says we're not to be conformed to this world. We're not to be fashioned alike to this world. How are you going to be led by the Holy Spirit if you're conformed to this world? But you and I are to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. In James 4:4, the Bible says, "Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever, therefore, will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." We don't want to be the enemy of God. Obviously, that's going to hinder us from being led by the Holy Spirit. We're going to have to yield to Him. Now, another thing that's important is a hindrance would be not having the Word in your heart and mind. Because if you're God inside-minded, focused on Him, you're walking in the ways of the Lord, not walking in the ways of the world, and you got the Word in you, you're going to be in a position to be led by the Holy Spirit. In 2 Timothy 3:16, the Bible says that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. God's Word is what you need in your heart and in your mind, and it's going to lead you and guide you. In 2 Peter 1:19, we have the more sure word of prophecy. The more sure word of prophecy is the Word of God that we're to take heed to. It's like the light that shines in a dark place and the day star that arises in our heart. In Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10, the Bible says, "This is the covenant that I'll make with the house of Israel after those days. I'll put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I'll be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people." In Hebrews 10:16, it says He puts His laws into our hearts, and in our minds He writes them. If you look at Hebrews 8:10 and Hebrews 10:16, we see that He takes His Word, which is His spiritual laws, and writes it and puts it in our mind, and writes it and puts it in our heart, so that we now can be led by the Spirit of God. Remember, He takes the things of Jesus, which would be in line with the Word, and reveals them unto you, shows you them, and is going to lead you in line with them. In Proverbs chapter 6, in verse 22, it's speaking of the Word of God. It says, "When thou goest, it shall lead thee." The Word is going to lead you. In verse 23, "The commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and the reproofs of instruction are the way of life." God's Word is going to be a lamp and a light to your path that you are going to walk in. Here's another thing that's important. We need to be sure that we check out what we hear if it's in line with the Scripture. If you don't, then you won't be led by the Holy Spirit. John 16:13, when the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He'll glorify me. He shall receive of mine and show it unto you. So the Holy Spirit is going to take the things of Jesus, and he's going to reveal them unto you. This is why you got to check out the Scriptures. You know, those at Berea were more noble than those at Thessalonica. In Acts 17:11, it says they were more noble than those at Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the Scriptures daily, whether those things were so. We need to search the Scriptures. Be sure that you check out what you hear or what you're thinking upon or what thought that you're having, whether it's in line with the Word of God, because the Holy Spirit will never bring anything to you that is contrary to the Word of God. Another thing, if you're going to be led by the Spirit, you're going to be walking by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith, not by sight or that which is revealed to the senses. The Holy Spirit will always have you being led by faith, walking by faith in the realm of the Spirit according to the Word of God. In Proverbs 3 and verse 5, another hindrance is, if you do not trust in the Lord, mistrust of God is going to hinder you. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. You're supposed to trust in the Lord, so do not let any doubt or unbelief or wavering or any mistrust come into you. That is the enemy working against you. In verse 5, it continues and says, lean not to thine own understanding. If you lean to your own understanding, that'll also be a hindrance to you being led by the Holy Spirit. And then in verse 6, it says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. A hindrance would be not acknowledging him in all your ways and not letting the Lord direct your steps, directing your paths. God wants you to be sure that you're acknowledging him in all your ways, knowing that he shall direct your paths. Also, it's going to be step by step. We got to let the Lord direct our steps. Proverbs 16, verse 9, a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. God is going to direct your steps, so you got to walk in the steps that he sets forth. Otherwise, you don't make your own steps. Now, another thing, God is with you when your heart is right before him. In 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. Having a perfect heart is one who's going to have a heart that's yielded to him, adaptable to him, choosing his ways, no sin, no hardness of heart, no negatives, no doubt in your heart, but a yielded heart that's going to walk in line with the Word of God. So we've got to have our heart right at all times. Now, another thing that's important is in Psalms 37, verse 4, delight thyself also in the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart. The word delight means soft or pliable when you look it up. It means to be pliable, adaptable, yielding unto the Lord. If you're not pliable to the Lord so he can bring forth the things that he wants in your life, then that's going to hinder you being led by the Holy Spirit. That's why you have to deny yourself. You cannot be walking in your own ways, or you're not going to be led by the Holy Spirit. In Psalms 37, verse 5, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. If you're going to be led by the Holy Spirit, you got to commit your way to the Lord. You can't be deciding, well, I'm going to do my thing, and then I'll try to see if God will help me out in this. No, you got to get committed totally to his way. You can't be double-minded. You can't have one mindset going one direction, one mindset following the way of the Holy Spirit and the way of the Word of God. No, you got to commit your way unto the Lord and be single-minded upon him. Another thing that would be a hindrance is if you don't deny yourself, as we just mentioned. Many people are preoccupied with their self, and that hinders them from hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit and being led by the Holy Spirit. In Luke chapter 9, verse 23, he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. You must deny yourself and crucify that flesh daily. You also got to watch the thoughts that you have. Thoughts of self-desires from a fleshly mind will hinder you from being led by the Holy Spirit. In Ephesians 2, verse 3, the Bible says we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. You cannot be following the desires of the flesh and the mind and be led by the Holy Spirit at the same time. It's not going to work. In Isaiah 55, verse 8, he says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways." We got to get his thoughts in us and learn his ways, which we are going to learn through the Word of God as we receive the Word and we do it. Another hindrance to being led by the Holy Spirit is if you follow after your feelings. Feelings are the voice of the flesh. And the Bible says in Galatians 5:16, "Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh." And it goes down there in verse 24 and talks about they that are Christ have crucified the flesh and the affections and lusts thereof. Therefore, you cannot follow anything of the flesh. And remember, the voice of the flesh are the feelings. You never can trust your feelings. Your feelings are coming from the flesh. They are not going to lead you in line with the way of the Holy Spirit. Another thing that would be a hindrance is if you are carrying cares, worries, and anxieties. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, the Bible says this, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." And in Philippians 4:6, the Bible says, "Be anxious for nothing." We can't be carrying cares, worries, and anxieties and think that we're going to be led by the Holy Spirit. Another thing that's important, Genesis 24, verse 27, "I being in the way." You've got to be walking in the way of the Lord. What is this way? It's a way of holiness according to his word. In Genesis 24, 40, it says, "Before whom I walk," talking about the Lord. Otherwise, you're going to have to be walking before the Lord step by step. You need to have a consistent walk with the Lord, not think that you're going to be led by the Holy Spirit just whenever you have a need. No, you've got to have a consistent walk if you're going to expect the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And then know this, in verse 48, where it says, "He led me in the right way to take my master's brother's daughter unto his son." God will lead you in the right way to possess the promises of God and the things that he has for you in your life. Another thing is putting the angels into operation. You're going to be led by the Holy Spirit because the angels that minister for us, the heirs of salvation, are going to be put into operation to go and bring forth these things in your life. In Psalms 103, verse 20, the Bible says, "Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word." And then in Matthew 26:53, Jesus said he could pray to the Father, and he would presently give him more than 12 legions of angels. That shows you something, that you can pray and put the angels into operation, or they also will come into operation when you speak the word of God, as we saw in Psalms 103, verse 20, "Hearkening unto the voice of his word." We've talked about more things that are important for being led by the Holy Spirit, and especially hindrance that would hinder you from being led by the Holy Spirit. As you walk in line with these principles and overcome these hindrances, you will see that the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you in your life. In closing, are you looking for a New Testament church? We teach and preach the uncompromised Word of God with in-depth teaching, bringing forth scripture after scripture on subject after subject. I display all of the scriptures for all to see by video projector as I'm teaching. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center. Our services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, please call 602-279-5212. That's 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.